All right.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm back again with another episode of It Factor. As always, I'm your host, Jeremy Robinson. And today we have someone special. Go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
My name is Mike Patton. Hello, everybody.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, hey, Mike, how you doing? My brother's name is Mike, man. So that's a good name. I always say that when I interview somebody. I interview three Mikes now in my podcasting journey. So, all with some good
there
people.
You have it.
So, I would say, how are you doing mentally, physically, emotionally?
Man, doing great, man. Doing great. I mean, physically, probably could be stand to be in better shape, but hey, you know, that's a goal for the year. Of course, mentally in a great place, trying to be encouraging and encouraging to others as well as encouraging to myself. And, you know, emotionally, I'm doing great there.
That's good. That's good. That's good. So, and I would say, what led you to wanting to become a journalist?
Honestly, I didn't have these aspirations ever growing up. I actually was I played football, basketball, ran track, did all those different things growing up. Went to college on a football scholarship, and was like, okay, I was playing football. I never thought in my wildest dreams I'd be writing about sports or any other things that I write about. But that didn't happen until I was about 27 or 28. My then fiance at the time, we were riding back here to Nashville from Atlanta, and I heard something on the radio, and it was kind of frustrating. And I was like, I could have did that. I could have wrote something like that. Of course, the challenge went out. Why don't you do it? So that's where kind of the blog starting, and it started growing into a passion of mine that I actually knew. And then boom, now it's to where it is now, where you know I can pretty much write on anything that I can, you know, anything in terms of feature articles and all those different things as well.
Got you. So in that, man, I will also ask, since we both love football, I play football, you play football, how do you feel about this weekend, man, seeing two black quarterbacks being able to go out and play for the, and that's the first time ever, like, crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's awesome. I think it's great. You know, it's great. I actually talked to Warren Moon about this pretty recently, and he was he talked about how the things he went through being a quarterback and how he felt like he had all of us on his back and he had to represent for all of us. Now to see this moment, he said it felt great, but he just felt like it took a little longer than what he thought it would take. And I agree with him there. It took a little longer than what I thought too, but. You know, it definitely is a great moment, a proud moment, and it happens in Black History Month as well. I mean, that just puts a cap on it, too.
Right. Man, that's like that's an amazing thing, I even say for myself. I don't care who win. I'm like, hey, win. You know, it is what it is. I think that seeing them at the pinnacle of football, being able to do that, and they are both great quarterbacks, and the team's both great. And even just to interview someone from the Eagles, man, just he's being and being a good person that he is, it's just like, dang, it's been a good year. You know, like, so I'm ready to see what comes out of it. But in there, I would say, what would you say your day-to-day job is like?
Well, my day-to-day job isn't necessarily journalism, but my day-to-day job is in the banking field, actually.
Gotcha.
So the day-to-day job, I'm doing my day job, thinking about different things. And then when I'm on lunch, like sometimes I literally schedule my lunches. I may have an interview on lunch that I have to do and find a way to do that.
Uh-huh.
Or do some writing or do some marketing of any of my podcast or anything like that I've put out or my work. So, you know, basically that's what my day consists of you know, doing my day job. And I'm always in the back of my mind thinking, okay, cool. When I get to lunch, I gotta market this. When I get to dinner, I gotta when I get off of work, I gotta go do this.
That was a Google Home app. Thank you, Bajik. I don't know what happened.
Gotcha.
I'm listening to you.
But yeah, as far as everything, it just seems like I kind of have it mapped out what my day is gonna be like ahead of time. So hey, I have these 15-20 minutes. I'm gonna market this and put this out on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. And then, you know, go back, do my job, do what I need to do, take care of everything there, make sure that's straight.
Right.
Then do all the other things I can do. And then when I get off of work, pretty much, you know, spend time at home or going to events or doing different things or writing and, you know, kind of, you know, basically the magic of having dual jobs, basically.
Definitely, man. I'd be doing some of the same stuff. Me being an engineer, I have to bounce back and forth on, like, I might have to interview somebody or go do something, and I'd be like, how do I do it? And like a lot of my friends or people may ask, and I'd be like, I don't know. I just have to figure it out. It's something I like to do. So I feel like I give you that same thing. I feel like you do good at it. Even seeing half of the Warm Moon one today, I said, okay, I seen on IG. I said, I gotta go watch this and like dive into your stuff because I was like, man, this good. Somebody out here doing podcasts and I can bring them on my show. I'm always happy about that. Like just even to learn about other people. So
Yeah,
I would
man.
also say, man, so how did you get the name of your podcast, Touring the AFC Soft Man? Tell me about that.
All right, well, here it goes. Here, I may take you back to the
Yeah,
origins.
let's go to the beginning.
Okay, yeah. Let me basically start out. I didn't want to do a podcast. I've always a lot of my friends talked about me about wanting to do a podcast. I'm like, no, I don't want to do one. I'm not interested. I don't think I keep up the pace of doing one. I just didn't think I could. But then there was the Haps app came around. I don't know if you ever heard of that app. It's gone away now. But a friend of mine, Brian Waters, told me about it, and he put me on. He's like, yeah, man, why don't you come on it, man, and do what you do, and then talk about sports or something. So I talked about the Titans, broke down the game before the game, broke down it after, and I did that. For the rest of the season, I think it was in 2020, I believe. Yeah. And I was like, okay, off season, I can't just talk about the Titans. And I do see the Colts, and I do see the Texans, and I do see the Jaguars. I'm like, okay. So I could talk about all the South, the AFC South, but, and I kind of was thinking about, I was like, okay, how would I kind of connect all of them? I can't just call it the AFC South. But he could be. I'm like, okay, cool. You could drive to those. They drive and they tour. Tour in the AFC South. So it kind of clicked like that when I was thinking about a name, and it just stuck. And now a lot of people know what it is.
That's amazing. I like that. I like the name too. It made me excited because I was like, okay, man, he not only covering just one team, he covering everybody. And it's like the way that you do it, I feel like it's a different way. And I always tell people, I was like, hey, you keep doing it, you know that not only people are gonna see it, but someone from a big network gonna see that and be like, dang, you need to get him on here from time to time. And I'm like, I be wanting that for people because I feel like we all have a lot to say and like a good things to say about when it comes to sports or things that go on in life. And I feel like it's people like us that breaks it down for fun and it makes it more, it make it to where we ain't making money from it now, or you making money from it, but that's not your main source, the reason why you started. So I feel like that's the most genuine people when you do that.
Right, man. You're
Definitely.
right. You're right.
Definitely. So, and that man, tell me a little bit about the podcast then. So, like, I know why you started it. So, now, like, how has it been? You know, getting people like Warm Moon, I like how you just threw that out there to Warm Moon big time. So, it's just like, hey, you know, stuff like that. Did you even fathom it to be how it is now?
I certainly did not, because I was trying to figure out, I'm like, how am I going to talk for 30 minutes or 45 minutes? That's literally was the first thing I thought about. And I had a friend of mine, a couple friends of mine that encouraged me to start a podcast, which again, they are Danny Thompson and Raphael Haynes. They both were the people that kept pushing me, like, why don't you go ahead and start it? You could do this. I mean, you could do it. They knew in their minds, they were like, he can do this. He just doesn't know he can do this yet. And they kept kind of pushing me and egging me on towards it. And so I started, and I was like, I don't know if I can keep this up for 30 or 45 minutes, just me talking. And really, does anybody want to watch me or talk, listen to me? So, let's try to bring some guests in. So bringing guests in, I started to look through my phone and some of the numbers and people I know on my phone. And I was like, Mike, what are you doing? You're missing all these people that you know or that you've been in contact with or that you've reached out to and follow you or stuff like that. Why don't you go ahead and make those connections and bring those people on your show? So I started reaching out to the Jim Trotters, the let's see, I got there's plenty of people that I brought on, the Teron Davenports, the and then I met like other people that I brought on too, like a Ben Arthur that works for Fox Sports, and I met an AJ Jones that covers the Texans, and a Kim Y. Davis that covers the Texans, and all these different people. Started meeting them, people connecting me to them, and then now it is what it is, where every week I have a guest that comes on with me pretty much every show. So yeah.
That's amazing. I would say that I feel like that's what we do it for. Like, just to be able to bring on people that you probably even grew up seeing, or like now that you're able to bring on Warren Moon, I'm like, you're gonna like, dang, bro, Warren Moon. Okay, what's next? You know, those type of things. I know that what happened with me. I'm like, hey, I may bring on someone. Like, I brought on Ryan Clark on my show, and I was like, dang, that's cool. And like, I had a lot of phone calls and a lot of people blowing me up, even to this day. And like, it was like, okay, so what's next? Okay, let's do this. You know, and it made me know that all people to me, they put on their pants one leg at a time. All people, for the most part, are the same when it comes to the stature of them is what make them different. So I'm like, when you're talking to an athlete, it's nothing that different from them and me. It's just that they was an athlete that you know. And it's like, okay, cool. They're very known. Let me see if I can get something else out of them that the world may not know that they can tell. That's a, like, is an amazing thing, you know, and tell the right, like the good side of them instead of trying to always tell the negative side. So definitely, man.
Right. Yeah,
Definitely.
man. It's always been fun, man. And you definitely had Ryan Clark. I haven't had the chance to get him on or get in touch with him. So that's a good one. But yeah, man, it's always fun to make those connections and bring those people on, man. And like you said, when people tell you about Ryan Clark, man, people still tell me about the show I had Jemele Hill on my show. People
Yes.
still tell me about that. They be like, man, you had who? What? Wow. They be like, that's the expression you usually get. And I'm like,
Right.
yeah, man. I mean, I can only, I'm like, look, I can only thank the man upstairs for being able to allow me to do some of these things or connect to me and just kind of gifted me with some different things as well, man.
Definitely. And I also tell you too that I to now bringing on people like him and other amazing people that I brought on, athletes and people just in the common space, it's just made me to where I went and gone ahead and wrote a book about it. Because so many people ask me, like, man, how do you network or reach out to these people? And I say, you know, I'm gonna write a book. I'm gonna tell y'all how I do it and how it goes, because like a lot of this stuff takes time. So like building those relationships, it does take time, but they find out over time that like, dang, he's a genuine person. Okay, real about this. He really want to build a network. So I will
That's right.
also say, to that leads to my next question. So like, what is one of your ultimate life goals?
Honestly, I don't think my life goal necessarily has anything to do with being a podcaster or a journalist, to be honest. My life goal is to be able to help people. I mean, to me, I like, doing things. I like, helping people or guiding them or being able to put them in positions or getting them in contact with people, connecting them so they can build their own relationships. I like doing those type of things. And because I get happiness out of seeing people get happier or achieving their dreams or getting close to their dreams, stuff like that too. So if I was able to be a vessel in terms of being able to help someone get to their dreams while I'm still making money and things like that, but that's not the most important thing, because if your soul is not happy,
Right.
money's not going to make you happy either.
There you go.
So, that's where I'm like, okay, cool. I do love helping people, connecting people, and that's where my ultimate goal would be to be able to, reach out and help people get to their dreams. I'm already, I want to get to mine, obviously, which would be, podcasting, writing, having a whole creative, what you would say, a whole creative like, center or business or something like that where you could connect people. That would be an ultimate dream of mine. Say if I hit the lottery or if I built like, something like that. But in the meantime, I take the means that I have now and try to make it happen with whoever I come across, or I see people trying, and I'm definitely there to try to help them and give them my all to help them.
I like that. I like that, man. I feel like it's very needed. And I feel like in a way I do the same, man. When people reach out, it like make my day for somebody to say, man, hey, can you help me get in touch with so-and-so? Da da da, you had them on the show. I'm like, okay, hey, here you go. And they so surprised. I'm like, hey, we gotta find you that job, find you if you wanted to interview them. Or even I like when people even now they see my podcast and they say, dang, I ain't know that I could do that with a daily day job. You know, I thought that I had to like big wait till I get away from the job or get this much money. I'm like, hey, look, just start. That's the biggest thing. So definitely, I'm happy to hear that from someone else. Cause it let me know I'm doing the right thing too. So definitely, man, that means a lot. Definitely.
Yes, sir, man. I mean, you said it right too. You said it right. Start something while you have something. You don't want to start something while you don't have anything. Start it then, because Because if you keep talking about, oh, I want to wait till this, or I want to wait till that, no, it'll never happen at that point.
Yes, indeed. You're right about that. So outside of being a journalist, outside of being in the banking field, outside of being a podcast host, what do you like to do, man? Like, what else do you like, and what makes you, what's some things that people don't know about you?
Well, I would say some people know this already, but through writing and things like that, which but to be honest, a little inside for me, I actually did not like writing either growing up. Hated it. Hated it. Hated it the whole time. And then I started writing about sports and I figured, hey, maybe I was writing about the wrong things. But yeah, I actually started, being able to write poetry, short story series, and stuff like that too. So I do all those different things. So kind of relaxing thing to me is, or something else outside of that is listening to music. Listening to any old type of music, listening to old school R&B, you got your neo soul era, you got your 90s hip hop. I mean, I could go through all the different eras, man. I mean, I could talk music like I talk sports, man. I really could, but I just don't have quite the time to do it as much as I would like. But yeah, that's probably the most relaxing thing is sitting watching a game or listening to some music while writing some poetry or putting together a short story series or something like that.
Definitely. That's dope. That's dope, man. You're a dope guy, man. Definitely. It's been an honor to have you on the show, man. And I look forward to bringing you on the show multiple times and working with you. And if you need anything, let me know, man. Definitely. That's how the network is when it comes to the It Factor. I really take it in heed of like meeting my people and seeing how they do. And I just love to see y'all grow. That's the biggest thing. But before we do close, would you happen to have any questions for me?
I would say that I would say one thing I would say is not a question, but just a statement towards you. One thing I've been able to do, and a lot of people give, but they give to get something back as opposed to giving to, suppose they feel like that's what they want to do. One thing I challenge more people to do is give because you feel like it's right or you want to do something genuinely for somebody, not expecting something back in return. That's one thing I've kind of grown more in over my years. And I've always been a giving person, but I've grown more in that area in terms of, not getting mad if somebody doesn't give back this or that, or, just give, be who you are, help someone else, and let the universe take care of the rest. That's just the way I kind of dive into things now. So I would impart those thoughts onto you. But the biggest thing I would ask you is, besides podcasting and things like that, how did you get the name for your podcast? And also I would ask you, what aspirations do you have to take, with this podcast? Is it podcasting and start writing, or is it podcasting or take it to a network or build your own network, or some thoughts there?
So the It Factor, man, believe it or not, when I started, I'm an engineer by trade. So like I was at work and I was just like, hey man, gotta find a name. I didn't know it was gonna be a podcast, none of that, but I was like, what would be a cool name? Because all I'm gonna bring on is people in tech. That's what I said, like to start with. And you get a play on words. I said, I said it was gonna be Black Men That Code or something like that. And I was like, that puts me in a box. That's not like what I'm. So I just kept playing on it, man. And then I talked to my wife, which was my girlfriend then, and I said, hey, what about the It Factor? And she's like, yeah, it's a play on words because it got IT in it. But it's like no matter what, it turned into a question too. Because instead of asking people like, what makes you go or make what makes you do what you do, it's like, hey, what's your It Factor? Why you do what you do? And I feel like I have asked everyone that or tried to in every episode and they always get a different answer. And I feel like also it allows me when I reach out to people for them to be like, dang, that's a catchy name. Like I like that, man. Like I really want to see where that goes. That also plays into what I do now. I like reaching out to the engineer, the teachers, the people that's in journalism field, the people that are in the NFL, the famous people that I never thought I'd be able to talk to. It like allowed me to know like I'm doing the right thing. But it also showed me to like dang, okay, this is my second book I'm writing now called The Art of Networking. It will be coming out soon. And like it's showing me that like, okay, I'm getting all these people on. It's like, hold on, how could I bring this back in and help my people out and let them know, hey, you can do this too. And it ain't just got to look with podcasting. It can be like, hey, if there's a job you want to do, or you want to go to the NFL, or you want to go anything you want to do, I can show you how to do it from my platform. So I want to see it keep growing like it is and just be able to get to a point to where it's like a big networking pool for people like yourself. Like if you needed someone or you wanted to get in touch with someone, you can call me or something like that. And like you said, I don't want nothing in return from it. My in return and what I get blessed at is just seeing y'all do great. That's my biggest thing. Definitely.
Right, man. Like, and then another thing I would say, if anybody is listening, don't be afraid of the word no. Because you're going to get some no's in this business. I mean, I've got plenty of no's. I've got plenty of people leaving me on the red when you send them a message. I mean, it happens. It's going to happen in business. If you're afraid of the word no, then you're not going to make it in the business.
You're definitely right about that. I'm talking about I have got no's from big name people, if you would say. I have got no's from people that I knew half my life. I have got no's. it always comes back, though. The crazy thing is, it always comes back with a yes. Even though you got a no from that person or that group of people or however it goes, I would say for me, it actually always came back in a good way. Like, oh, dang, okay. It's going to feel bad. You're like, dang, that really happened. But like you said, I ain't going to say let that stop you. Like, yeah. So I'm with you on that. That's going to be the snippet right there. Definitely going to have that one.
Definitely.
Nah, man. Thank you for the day, man. I look forward to keep seeing you grow. And I'll be talking to you soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, then, man.